Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's word this morning. Our gracious Father, we thank you for again for the privilege of coming to your word. We thank you that you speak through it to us, and that chiefly you exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. You teach us how we walk in him, how he fills us, how he leads us, how he provides for us. And we want to give him the glory for all that he does in our lives. Lead us on then, Lord. Instruct us in your ways that we may walk in them. Amen. So we're moving on this morning to Genesis chapter 24. Abraham was now very old, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. He said to the senior servant in his household, the one in charge of all that he had, "Put your hand under my thigh. I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I am living, but will go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac." The servant asked him, "What if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Shall I then take your son back to the country you came from?" "Make sure that you do not take my son back there," Abraham said. "The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me on oath, saying, 'To your offspring I will give this land,' he will send his angel before you, so that you can get a wife for my son from there. If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you will be released from this oath of mine. Only do not take my son back there." So the servant put his hand under the thigh of his master Abraham and swore an oath to him concerning this matter. Then the servant left, taking with him 10 of his master's camels loaded with all kinds of good things from his master. He set out for Aram Naharaim and made his way to the town of Nahor. He made the camels kneel down near the well outside the town. It was towards evening, the time the women go out to draw water. Then he prayed, "Lord God of my master Abraham, make me successful today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I am standing beside this spring and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a young woman, 'Please let down your jar that I may have a drink,' and she says, 'Drink, and I'll water your camels too,' let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this I would know that you have shown kindness to my master." Before he had finished praying, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor. The woman was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had ever slept with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jar and came up again. The servant hurried to meet her and said, "Please give me a little water from your jar." "Drink, my lord," she said, and quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. After she had given him a drink, she said, "I'll draw water for your camels too until they have had enough to drink." So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough, ran back to the well to draw more water and drew enough for all his camels. Without saying a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring weighing a beaker and 2 gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels. Then he asked, "Whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night?" She answered him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son that Milcah bore to Nahor." And she added, "We have plenty of straw and fodder as well as room for you to spend the night." Then the man bowed down and worshipped the Lord, saying, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relatives." But the story tells itself, and I won't trouble to walk you through it phase by phase, and we can see what happens here. So our subject this morning is the kindness of God. Did you know that faith is contagious? We've had to think a lot about contagion in the last year, haven't we? We've been assailed with R rates and the spreading nature of the virus that we've been subjected to. We've been concerned about how to limit the way that it moves from one person to another so that less people get infected, how to protect ourselves, how to protect our loved ones, how to protect those around us from infection. And here is an infection that you might care to catch. Yes, faith is contagious. Where do you catch it? You catch it from the faith field. So we see this servant who is in charge of all Abraham's household, living close then to his master's heart, the man of faith, Abraham, the father of the covenant, who has not held back his own son from God and would have sacrificed him as God commanded. This master of faith is the household in whose this servant lives. And now we see the faith of the servant. Sent on a mission to gain a wife for Abraham's son Isaac, commissioned that he did not take this wife from among the Canaanites in whose land they were living, neither was he to take Isaac back away from the land of promise to the place where they had originally come from. So he is to go, and he's actually given the task of choosing for Isaac a wife. No light burden is that. And this man exhibits great faith. Faith that his master has is contagious, and he too demonstrates that he is a man of faith. So he begins by praying to God, doing all that he is commissioned to do, and he asks that God goes with him and gives him success and shows kindness, verse 12, to my master Abraham. And he sets up what we might call the camel code. So in this place where the animals and the journey, travellers are to get water in the journey, he gives God this sign that he wants God to actually give him. That when this woman comes out and offers him a drink, she will be the one who will also offer immediately to water the camels too. And that's exactly what happens. And lo and behold, who is it that comes? It is Rebecca, who is the daughter of the wife of Abraham's brother. So God, by this special means, this special guidance, leads this servant to the very household from which Abraham originally comes. And God chooses Isaac's wife for him. Faith is contagious. How do you catch it? You catch it by spending time, by speaking to, by sharing with the faith filled. And being filled with faith leads the men and women of God to be faithful in their service. But we see further a little later here. Faith leads to worship. Look at verse 26. The man bowed down and worshipped the Lord, saying, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master." So if you're a believer in Christ this morning, here's how you should live. Spend time with the faith filled. If you want your faith to be encouraged, if you want to catch this view of God that knows that God will fulfill his promises, that knows that God will be good, that knows that God will grant you success, even though it might appear to be otherwise, and Satan loves to blinker us so that we do not see the goodness of God. Be faith-filled this day. Rely on the kindness of God and give him the glory. Pray and praise in your faith to the God who provides it for you. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord, lift our eyes up, we pray, to the source of our help, who is the risen, living, ascended Lord Jesus Christ, who is seated at your right hand, none other than the Son of God in glory. So inspire us with the faith of those around us as they look to you too, and help our faith to be contagious to others as we exhort them, trust the God who gives all of this to us. Amen.